And this is just a three-point game in the half here, and I think you had to feel pretty good where you're at considering you had some foul trouble in that second quarter. You're down three, but then Ulysses just could not miss in that third quarter. I think they hit eight of their first 10.
Yeah, well, they were wide open too, but, yeah, give them credit. They knocked them down. But, I mean, we knew Walker and Galindo and those other guys sitting on the perimeter are good shooters. And especially, you know, when they get a little confidence, it's kind of contagious. And the second half, that third quarter was just, it was kind of a letdown defensively. Our rotations weren't good. We didn't even get up, and I think we were worried about him going past us, so we didn't get up on him on a shot. Well, I mean, you're going to have to test yourself against that kid because he's good both inside and out. So, kind of a letdown defensively in that third.
As tough as it was maybe defensively here in the third quarter, it seemed like you guys really struggled to try to get the ball inside early on. You did. There were some couple of tough shots, but only one two-point basket in the first half. And then the third quarter, you had Gus Hawkins. He was starting to hit those inside there in the third quarter.
Well, yeah, they were there the first half. We just, you know, Gus didn't get a lot of touches the first half. Carter got a few touches, and I think he kind of let, you know, Walker's length, you know, affect some of his shot attempts. I thought he was, you know, he kind of flipped a couple of them up there and didn't finish up high because he was worried about it getting blocked. And then, you know, the second half, I thought both of them did a better job of getting their bodies into them and getting the shots we wanted. So we just need it more consistently. We talked about we want them to get the ball inside as much as possible, and we didn't do it the first half. The second half got a little bit better, but then, you know, they make their run, and we got to come play from behind and shoot more threes.
Yeah, that's the tough thing about it there. But you had a pretty good night once again, and fortunately got in some foul trouble. Some iffy calls, but that's kind of the way it goes sometimes. That's part of the game. Josh Rosine had another nice game, and he's hit 11 threes over his last two games, and it's kind of the pits. We got to leave the gym for competition after tonight for a while.
Yeah, he's doing better. He's shooting some shots in rhythm. They're finding him in his spots, and he's knocking down a few of them each game, you know, the last couple. And so, you know, need that to continue, but we've got to do a better job on defense. It wasn't a lack of effort. It's just a little bit undisciplined. I think we were kind of bobbing up and down in our stance and going for shot fakes. And anytime you kind of raise your hips up against these guys, you know, they're past you within, you know, a dribble or two, they're at the rim. So we've got to be more disciplined and willing to, you know, kind of get out of our comfort zone and go really defend somebody, you know, really have some intensity. We need that. And for some of our bigger guys, you know, they're going to have to understand that when we're in man the next few games, I mean, there's a lot of the teams that we're going to play are going to be four out, you know, the next two games for sure. There's going to be a lot of four out, maybe even five out. So, I mean, our bigs are going to have to learn how to play perimeter defense. And that's a mindset. They've got to accept it, and they've got to, you know, welcome the challenge and do everything they can.
Well, it gets a little tougher here over these next couple of games here. They're both on the road, and that starts on Tuesday night there, and you go to a pretty hostile environment at Lake in there against a pretty good Bronc team.
Yeah, they're really good. They're really fast. They pressure you. They shoot a lot of threes. They play fast. And we're going to have to be on top of handling the ball and handling pressure. The other thing with that comes the shot selections you take after you get pressured. You know, are you disciplined enough to, you know, break the press and then slow down, get your wits about you and run your offense, or are you going to break the press and shoot the first thing that you can, you know, that you can find? Because if that's the case, you know, the press is doing pretty much what it wants you to anyway, which is just shooting it quick so you can get it back. So we have to be very disciplined, and we're going to have to be really, really solid on defense.
Well, I know it was a tough loss, but a couple opportunities for big games here next week here, both on the road. Coach Brian Gentry joins us here. And thanks again for joining us here, post-game, Coach, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.